Time for the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah. Many men have walked through my life. I wish one of them would stop long enough to make me his wife.
Yes, sir. It's a new Beulah Show brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
Friday night, keep your eyes on the clock and your dial set on CBS Radio, for that's when the curtain goes up at the Star's address for two great hit shows, The Arthur Godfrey Digest and That's Rich, over many of these same stations. The Arthur Godfrey Digest brings you the highlights of the fabulous Arthur Godfrey's weekday show, starring the redhead and all the little Godfreys. And Friday night, CBS Radio also brings comedy your way in the form of Stan Freberg as Mr. Less Than Average Man, known to all as the stumbling, bumbling Mr. Wilt of That's Rich. This hilarious show is about a sad sack who tries to keep his mind on his work instead of on the birds, because he's a bird watcher by choice. Don't forget the Arthur Godfrey Digest and That's Rich, Friday nights on the CBS Radio Network. Today is an important one in the life of our firm friend Beulah. It's the opening of the lunchroom, which she has a financial interest in, along with her boyfriend Bill and a few others.
Oh, the grand opening was at 7 o'clock this morning, Mr. Jacobs, and boy, was I nervous. I was shaking all over.
You must have been excited, Beulah. You're still shaking.
Oh, well, the excitement is kind of worn off by now. But I got so much more to shake than most folks that it naturally takes me longer to simmer down.
I see. Well, good luck with the lunchroom, Beulah, and now you'd better finish serving the Hendersons.
Oh, yes, sir. I am still working here at that.
Oh, there you are, Beulah.
Yes, sir, Mr. Harris. Oh, I'm so sorry I spoiled breakfast this morning, folks. Oh. I'm so nervous about our lunchroom opening, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, don't worry about it, Beulah. We understand.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, Miss Alice. What I can't understand is how I ever put that hot chili pepper in the flapjack batter.
Well, just throw the flapjacks out.
I will, Mr. Harris. Just as soon as they stop flapping.
Have you heard from Bill or Loose Tooth yet, Beulah?
Oh, yes, about an hour ago, Miss Alice. Bill phoned and said everything was going fine. In fact, they're standing room only.
Golly. Business must be great if they're standing room only.
Either that or Bill never put the seats in.
Did you finally decide on a name for the lunchroom?
Yes, sir. We all decided that seeing as I was made out of an old streetcar, we're calling it the Ding Dong Diner.
The Ding Dong Diner. Hey, that's catchy.
Oh, we even have a motto, Mr. Harry.
You do?
A big sign over the door says, every Ding Dong Diner dinner is a Ding Dong Diner winner.
Oh, Beulah, just listen to the happy sound of that cash register ringing out in front.
Yeah, Bill, it certainly is beautiful music. Now, come on now and peel these potatoes. I'm running short and business is booming.
Okay, baby, okay. Oh, there it goes again. Ain't that the most beautiful music?
And every time that cash register rings, it means you and me are one step closer to the altar, Bill.
Yeah, miserable noise, ain't it?
What'd you say?
Just kidding, honey, just kidding.
You better be. I'll put more lumps on you than you got in them mashed potatoes.
You know, honey, I bet we're doing three times as much business as Tabitha Jester doing at her restaurant.
I hope so. She's such a mean, two-faced homebreaker. I'd like to run her out of business.
Yeah. Say, maybe we better run over that special restaurant slang once again so you'll know what Loose Tooth is talking about when he calls in the orders.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, you call the orders, and I'll tell you what they mean.
Okay. Right. Now, let's see. Give me an Andrews Sisters.
Yeah. 1 3-decker chicken sandwich.
Right. Make a gypsy rose Lee with a side of Charles Boyer.
Oh, that's without dressing and some French fried potatoes.
That's very good, honey. Now try this one. Squeeze a red cow and make it dizzy.
Strawberry malted milk coming up.
Sizzle a steer and make it cry.
A well-done hamburger with onions.
Ah, that's wonderful, honey. You caught on that jive real quick.
Yeah.
Say, how's everything coming along back here in the kitchen, folks?
Just fine, Loose Tooth. How's everything out front?
Jumping right along, Beulah. Here's another order for you. smother a pup with Boston, irrigate a mug with cow, and slap a slice of yellow on Idaho.
Huh. You got me, partner.
Well, that means a hot dog with beans, a glass of milk, and a baked potato with butter.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say so, Loose Tooth?
Would be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Nah, this is a restaurant. We got to talk picturesque.
Yeah. Say, Beulah.
Hmm?
You know who just walked in?
Duncan Hines is looking for adventure and good eating.
No, not him. Tabitha Jessup.
Tabitha? I bet she's coming to see why our place ain't doing no business today.
Yeah. And no wonder. The food in her place is so bad that even the mice bring their own cheese in to bait her traps. Well, I don't like to brag, Bill, but I can cook better than that Jessup woman with one oven tied behind my back.
Harry, don't dawdle over your dessert.
Hmm?
Beulah wants to get out early this evening to a meeting.
Yeah. All right, Alice.
Oh, I have plenty of time, Miss Allen.
Say, Beulah, what were you saying about Tabitha a while ago? Did she give you any trouble?
Oh, no, sir. I can handle that woman, even though she did try and insult me.
Yeah?
Insult you?
Yes. She said she was a better cook than I was.
That I doubt.
Well, she said I couldn't even boil an egg if I was a hen and laid it in a pan of hot water.
From what you say, this Tabitha must be a pretty miserable person.
Miserable is right, Miss Alice. She's always making flirty eyes at the men and trying to steal everybody's boyfriend, including mine.
Hmm. She's supposed to be a rather attractive woman, though, isn't she?
Oh, that's what she thinks, Mr. Harry. But she ain't fooling nobody with that phony figure of hers.
Phony?
Yes, ma'am. Why, if she ever loosened her girdle, she'd spread out like the Notre Dame backfield.
I think it's time I call this meeting of stockholders in the ding-dong diner to order.
Oh, we can't yet, Bill. We have to wait for the others to get here. Don't we, Armstrong?
Yeah. They ought to be here any minute. It's past 10:30 now.
Oh, my, but this sure is exciting, being a stockholder in a restaurant.
Yeah, now that we got us a corporation, I think maybe we ought to elect some officers.
Well, that's a good idea, Armstrong. A good idea, and thank you. I accept the nomination for president.
And thank you, Bill. I accept the nomination for Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer.
Well, I guess that makes me member at large.
You certainly large enough, Beulah.
Well, say, I wonder if we're doing right letting Loose Tooth handle all the money.
Why not? Isn't he honest?
Well, I guess he's honest, but I don't trust him.
I'm a little suspicious of him myself.
How come? He has a cash register right out where all of us can see it.
Yeah, but he rubbed all the numbers off the keys so we can't tell how much he's ringing up.
Well, let's not go jumping to conclusions about the man.
No.
Now, just because he acts a little sneaky now and then and won't tell us how much he took in today, and he opened a bank account for the diner in his own name, and he won't let anybody else operate the cash register, that doesn't mean he's dishonest.
No, maybe it doesn't.
Of course it doesn't. I wonder where that dirty crook went to.
He'll show up, I'm sure. Oh, I know he's an honest man. After all, he's Oriole's boyfriend. He wouldn't try any monkey business with us. We can trust him. Bill?
Yeah, baby.
Get the police.
No time, honey. After all, Harold and Oriole ain't here yet. Maybe they're all coming together.
I hope so. Bill, did you tell them all to meet us here in your fix-it shop?
I did.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes somebody now.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Loose Tooth.
Where's Harold and Oriole?
Yeah, what's been keeping you, Loose Tooth?
I'll explain everything in the due course of time, friends. Now let's get on to business right away. The first thing that I want to take...
Wait a minute, Loose Tooth, not so fast. Are we going to wait for Oriole and Harold first?
Yeah, after all, they're partners too, you know.
They were partners, my friends.
Were? What happened to them?
They are now my employees. I paid them off this afternoon.
What do you mean, paid them off?
I paid them back the money they loaned me. I also paid them for the time they put in working. And I'm here to make a cash settlement with all of you.
You mean you want to buy us out?
Exactly, Beulah. Now, you get it.
Hold on, Sonny. Hold on.
Yeah, wait a minute, mister.
I don't have to wait for anybody.
Just who do you think you're talking to, Big Shot? And don't try pushing me around or I'll sit on you.
Tell him. He can't pay us off and just walk out like that.
Well, I'd like to see you try it, Loose Tooth. You get fun with my finances and you'll wind up with a loose head, too.
Don't crowd me, Bill. Don't crowd me. I'm within my legal rights.
Says who?
We have no written partnership agreement, my friends. Legally, I can pay all of you off and the deal is closed.
Just when the diner's opening looks like a big success?
Take it or leave it, friends. I'm standing on my constitutional rights as a citizen and a shrewd businessman.
Just a minute, Loose Tooth. Just where did you get enough money to buy us all out anyway? We didn't take in that much cash today.
No.
No, we didn't. I got the money by selling out a half interest in the ding-dong diner.
What?
You heard me. I sold your half to Tabitha Jessup.
Why, that good-for-nothing, two-time and miserable cheating. Oh, I guess you. I tell you what.
Dimes march on to help children walk again, play again, and have fun like other kids. The March of Dimes has been campaigning all this month to help those who've been crippled by polio. What have you done to help? Have you reached into your pocket and given all the dimes you had? Only a few more days are left for you and your friends and neighbors to contribute all that you can to raise the funds needed by the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. This year, 1954, may be the showdown year in the 16-year fight of the National Foundation against polio. For this year may bring victories for the new trials made by the 1954 Polio Prevention Program. To continue this vital work, your dimes are urgently needed until a sure polio preventative has been found. Only a few days are left to send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Remember, this year's giving may be the giving that wins.
Such a mess. You know something, Bill? We got to do something about Loose Tooth and Tabitha.
You bet we got to. We'll sue them.
Yeah, sue them is right. We'll slap them with a writ of habeas corpus.
And a writ of certiorari.
And a writ of mandamus. Now, what's so funny, Beulah?
We are certainly putting on the writs.
Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hatus and was written this week by Hal Cantor, Arthur Julian, and Howard Leeds. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. The part of Harry Henderson is played by Hugh Studebaker. Alice by Gene Vanderpyle. Bill by Ernest Whitman. Armstrong Perch by Alvin Childress. Loose Tooth Harrison by Roy Glenn. And Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. Tonight's the night for comedy and laughter. You've had Beulah to start you off bright, and to keep that laughter going, you'll soon meet Mr. McNutley. That's none other than charming Ray Milland, and you can meet Mr. McNutley right here over most of these same stations of CBS Radio later this evening. Right here later tonight, you can meet Millie, a white-collar girl who types her way in and out of confusion. Yes, laughs are ahead tonight on CBS Radio. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood. Be sure to listen tomorrow night at the same time to The Beulah Show.